Before you give up, watch this video. Life can be a relentless storm, battering you with challenges that leave you questioning your strength and resolve. Trust me, I've been there. There were times I felt like I was drowning in a sea of setbacks with no lifeline in sight. Maybe you've been there too, teetering on the edge, wondering if it's even worth it to keep going. But here's a raw truth. The moments when you're closest to giving up are often when you're on the brink of a breakthrough. It's in these dark hours that you discover what you're truly made of. So I'm here to share something different, not the usual pep talk, but 7 controversial lessons rooted in Stoic philosophy that can help you dig deep and find that inner strength when you need it most. These aren't the feel-good clichés you've heard 1,000 times. These are real, hard-hitting truths that challenge conventional wisdom. They're not easy to swallow, but they have the power to transform your perspective and fortify your resilience. I've used these principles in my own life, and they've pulled me through some of the toughest times. So, if you're ready to confront the raw, unfiltered truths that can keep you standing when everything else is falling apart, stay with me. Let's dive into these 7 lessons that might just change the way you face adversity. Your journey to strength begins now. Lesson 1. Embrace pain as a teacher. Most people run from pain, but what if enduring it makes you stronger? Pain is not your enemy, it's your greatest teacher. It reveals your limits and shows you where you need to grow. Stoicism teaches us to face pain head-on, understanding that suffering is a part of life that shapes our character. Don't shy away from discomfort, use it to fortify your resolve. I remember a time when I was at my lowest. I had just lost my job, and everything seemed to be falling apart. The pain was overwhelming, and I felt like I was trapped in a dark tunnel with no end in sight. Every day was a struggle just to get out of bed. I wanted to escape, to numb the pain, but then I stumbled upon a Stoic principle that changed my perspective. Pain is a teacher. At first, it felt counterintuitive. How could this suffering possibly teach me anything? But as I sat with my pain, I began to see its lessons. It forced me to confront my fears and insecurities, to question my values and what truly mattered to me. Pain became a mirror, reflecting my deepest truths and pushing me to grow in ways I never thought possible. Pain strips away the superficial. It demands that you face yourself raw and unfiltered. It's in these moments of intense discomfort that you find your true strength. The world often tells us to avoid pain, to seek comfort and ease. But the Stoics knew that pain is an inevitable part of life. Rather than running from it, they embraced it as a crucial component of personal growth. Think about physical training. When you lift weights, you're essentially tearing muscle fibers, causing pain. But it's this very process that leads to muscle growth and increased strength. The same principle applies to emotional and mental pain. It breaks you down, yes, but it also builds you up. Each moment of suffering is an opportunity to become stronger, more resilient. There was a night when I felt completely defeated. I was sitting alone in my apartment, consumed by a sense of failure. I felt the weight of my circumstances crushing me, but in that solitude, I began to see the lesson pain was offering me. It was teaching me perseverance, patience, and humility. It was reminding me that life's greatest lessons often come wrapped in hardship. Embrace your pain. Let it be your guide, showing you where you need to grow and what you need to change. Don't numb it with distractions or run from it in fear. Face it. Learn from it, and let it shape you into a stronger, wiser person. Pain is not your enemy, it's your greatest teacher. And remember, the strength you gain from embracing pain is the strength that will carry you through your darkest hours. Lesson 2. Solitude is power. In a world that glorifies constant connectivity, choosing solitude might seem radical. but stepping back from the noise allows you to find clarity and strength within yourself. Solitude isn't loneliness. It's a chance to reconnect with your inner values and purpose. When you feel like giving up, take a step back and embrace the silence. It might be the most powerful move you can make. There's a profound difference between being alone and being lonely. I used to fear solitude, thinking it was a sign of failure or social rejection. But it was during the toughest periods of my life, when I felt isolated and cut off from the world, that I discovered the true power of being alone. Solitude offers a unique opportunity to reflect and reset. Without the constant barrage of external opinions and distractions, you can tune into your own thoughts and feelings. It's a space where you can confront your fears, question your assumptions, and rediscover what truly matters to you. Think about it. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us we need to be connected, to share every moment, to seek validation from others. But this can drown out our inner voice. Solitude is a chance to silence the external noise and listen to yourself. It's not about being antisocial. It's about finding balance and strength within. Some of the most transformative moments of my life have come during times of solitude. When I lost my job, I felt abandoned and alone. But rather than seeking distraction, I embraced the solitude. I went on long hikes, journaled my thoughts, and spent time meditating. It was during these moments that I found clarity and a renewed sense of purpose. Solitude taught me to be comfortable with myself, to face my fears without the crutch of constant company. It's in solitude that I've made some of my most important decisions and found the strength to keep going. It's where I learned that my value doesn't depend on others' opinions, but on my own understanding and acceptance of myself. Many of the world's greatest thinkers, artists, and leaders have sought solitude as a source of inspiration and strength. They knew that to truly understand themselves and their path, they needed to step away from the crowd. Solitude is not a retreat from life, but a deeper engagement with it. When you feel like giving up, consider taking a step back into solitude. It might seem counterintuitive in a world that values constant interaction, but it can be incredibly powerful. Solitude allows you to recharge, to find your center, and to emerge stronger and more focused. Embrace the silence, and you might find the answers you've been seeking. Lesson 3: Let go of goals. Goals are often seen as essential, but they can also become burdens. When your goals start to weigh you down, it might be time to let them go. Focus instead on the process and the present moment. The Stoics believed in embracing the journey, not just the destination. Letting go of rigid expectations frees you to adapt and grow without the pressure of constant achievement. I used to be obsessed with setting goals. I had lists, vision boards, and daily affirmations. I thought that by setting clear, ambitious goals, I'd be able to control my destiny. But over time, I realized that my goals were becoming a source of anxiety rather than inspiration. Every missed milestone felt like a personal failure. I was constantly stressed, trying to force progress, and when things didn't go as planned, it shattered my confidence. It was exhausting, and I began to question the value of these goals that were supposed to drive me forward. Here's the raw truth: goals can become shackles. They can trap you in a cycle of striving and disappointment, especially when they're rigid and unrealistic. The Stoics teach us to focus on what we can control, our actions and attitudes, rather than the outcomes, which are often beyond our control. When I let go of my rigid goals, something amazing happened. I started to live in the moment and appreciate the journey itself. Instead of being fixated on the end result, I focused on the process, on doing my best each day and finding joy in the effort. This shift in mindset was liberating. Letting go of goals doesn't mean abandoning ambition or settling for mediocrity. It means releasing the pressure of specific outcomes and embracing the flow of life. It's about setting intentions and working diligently, but also being open to where the journey takes you. This flexibility allows for growth and adaptation, making you more resilient and less likely to feel defeated. One of the most profound lessons I've learned is that life is unpredictable. No matter how meticulously we plan, we cannot control every variable. By letting go of rigid goals, we become more adaptable and open to unexpected opportunities. We learn to trust the process and ourselves. Since I stopped obsessing over specific goals, I've found more peace and satisfaction in my life. I still have dreams and aspirations, but I'm not tied to a strict timeline or outcome. I focus on what I can do each day to move forward, and I trust that the journey will take me where I need to go. Some of the most successful and fulfilled people didn't follow a rigid path. They were open to change, willing to pivot, and found joy in the process rather than just the outcome. They understood that true success is about growth, learning, and resilience. When you feel burdened by your goals, take a step back. Let go of the need for specific outcomes and focus on the journey. Embrace the present moment, give your best effort, and trust that you are exactly where you need to be. Letting go of rigid goals can be the key to unlocking a more fulfilling and resilient life. Lesson 4. Seek challenges, not comfort. Society tells us to seek comfort and avoid challenges. But true strength comes from facing adversity, not avoiding it. Deliberately put yourself in challenging situations to build resilience. The more you confront difficulties, the stronger you become. Comfort zones are the enemy of growth. Step into the storm willingly, and you'll discover your true potential. From a young age, we're conditioned to seek comfort. We're told to find secure jobs, live in safe neighborhoods, and surround ourselves with like-minded people. Comfort is marketed as the ultimate goal, but what if I told you that comfort can actually be a trap, a prison disguised as paradise? There was a time in my life when I chose the easy path. I took a job that was stable but uninspiring, lived in a routine that was safe but monotonous. I avoided risks, thinking I was smart to protect myself from failure and discomfort. But deep down, I felt stagnant, like I was just existing rather than truly living. It wasn't until I started embracing challenges that my life began to change. I remember signing up for a marathon, even though I wasn't a runner. The training was grueling, and there were days I wanted to quit. But crossing that finish line taught me more about my strength and resilience than any comfort ever could. Challenges force you to grow. They push you to your limits and then beyond. When you deliberately seek out difficult situations, you build resilience, grit, and tenacity. You learn to handle stress and adversity with grace. Comfort might keep you safe, but it won't make you strong. Think of the great figures in history. They didn't achieve greatness by staying comfortable. They sought out challenges, took risks, and faced their fears head on. It's through struggle and hardship that true greatness is forged. They understood that the path to success is rarely smooth or easy, but it's always worth it. When you choose to face challenges, you're choosing growth. You're saying that you're willing to endure discomfort for the sake of becoming stronger, wiser, and more capable. It's not about being reckless or seeking pain for its own sake. It's about recognizing that the most rewarding experiences often come from the most difficult journeys. One of the most significant challenges I ever faced was starting my own business. It was a leap into the unknown, filled with sleepless nights, financial strain, and constant uncertainty. But it was also one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. I learned more about myself, my strengths, and my ability to adapt than I ever could have in a comfortable corporate job. Stepping into challenges also teaches you resilience. Life is unpredictable, and comfort can make us complacent. When you regularly challenge yourself, you build a mental toughness that helps you handle whatever life throws your way. You become more adaptable, more creative, and more prepared to seize opportunities when they arise. Comfort zones are the enemy of growth. They keep you safe but stagnant. If you want to discover your true potential, you have to step out of the familiar and into the unknown. Embrace challenges, seek out adversity, and face your fears head on. It's in these moments of struggle that you'll find your greatest strengths and achieve your most significant growth. The next time you're faced with a choice between comfort and challenge, choose the path that pushes you. It won't be easy, but it will be worth it. Remember, diamonds are formed under pressure, and so is your true potential. Seek challenges, not comfort, and you'll discover a strength within you that you never knew existed. Lesson 5. Detach from emotions. Emotions are natural, but they can also cloud judgment and weaken resolve. The Stoic approach encourages emotional detachment. This doesn't mean becoming cold or indifferent, but rather gaining control over your reactions. By mastering your emotions, you maintain clarity and strength in the face of adversity. Detachment is not apathy, it's mastery over oneself. I used to be a slave to my emotions. When things went wrong, I'd get angry, frustrated, or even despondent. My moods were like a roller coaster, driven by every twist and turn of life. It wasn't until I discovered the Stoic principle of emotional detachment that I began to find true peace and strength. Emotions are a natural part of the human experience, but when they control us, they can lead us astray. We make rash decisions in anger, become paralyzed by fear, or sink into despair when faced with setbacks. The Stoics taught that while we cannot control external events, we can control our reactions to them. Detaching from emotions doesn't mean suppressing them or becoming unfeeling. It's about acknowledging your emotions, understanding their origins, and then choosing a rational response. It's the ability to remain centered and composed, no matter what life throws at you. I remember a particularly challenging period when my personal and professional life seemed to be falling apart simultaneously. My initial reaction was to panic and let stress consume me, but I decided to practice emotional detachment. I started by recognizing my emotions without judgment. I acknowledged my fear, my anger, and my sadness. Then I took a step back and asked myself, "What can I control in this situation?" This shift in perspective was transformative. Instead of reacting impulsively, I began to respond thoughtfully. I became more focused on finding solutions rather than dwelling on problems. My clarity and composure not only helped me navigate through the crisis, but also inspired confidence in those around me. Look at some of history's greatest leaders and thinkers. They were not devoid of emotions, but they mastered them. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and a Stoic philosopher, faced immense challenges. Yet his writings reveal a man who maintained inner peace through rational detachment. Nelson Mandela endured decades of imprisonment without letting bitterness consume him, emerging as a beacon of hope and reconciliation. Emotional detachment is a skill that takes practice. It starts with mindfulness, being aware of your emotional triggers and your reactions. When you feel a strong emotion rising, pause and breathe. Give yourself a moment to assess the situation rationally. Ask yourself, is this reaction helping me or hindering me? Another powerful technique is cognitive reframing. Instead of seeing a setback as a disaster, view it as a challenge or an opportunity for growth. This mental shift can change your emotional response from despair to determination. Detachment from emotions doesn't mean becoming detached from life. It means engaging with life more fully, with a clear and balanced mind. It's about being proactive rather than reactive, resilient rather than brittle. It's about finding strength in calmness and clarity in chaos. When you learn to master your emotions, you become more resilient. You can handle stress, disappointment, and even tragedy with grace and strength. You become a pillar of stability for yourself and those around you. Emotional detachment is not about becoming cold-hearted. It's about gaining emotional intelligence and control. Lesson 6. Be your own advocate. Don't rely on others to validate your worth or fight your battles. Stand up for yourself, even when it's uncomfortable. Self-advocacy is about recognizing your value and demanding respect. It's about taking control of your destiny rather than waiting for others to hand you opportunities. Be bold, be assertive, and don't be afraid to speak up for yourself. I used to be the type of person who waited for others to recognize my worth and give me what I deserved. Whether it was a promotion at work, validation from friends, or acknowledgement from family, I believed that if I just worked hard and stayed quiet, good things would come my way. But the truth is, waiting for others to advocate for you often leads to disappointment. Here's a raw truth. No one will fight for you as fiercely as you can fight for yourself. The world is full of noise and distractions, and if you don't assert your value, it's easy to be overlooked or taken for granted. Being your own advocate means recognizing your worth and making sure others recognize it too. There was a pivotal moment in my career when I realized this. I had been passed over for a promotion I knew I deserved. Instead of quietly accepting it, I decided to take action. I scheduled a meeting with my boss and laid out my achievements, my contributions, and why I believed I was the best candidate for the position. It was nerve-wracking, but it worked. I got the promotion because I spoke up and made my case. Advocating for yourself is not just about career advancement. It's about setting boundaries in your personal life, standing up against unfair treatment, and ensuring your needs are met. It's about being assertive in all areas of your life. This doesn't mean being aggressive or disrespectful. It means being clear, confident, and firm about what you deserve. Many people, especially those who are naturally introverted or conflict-averse, struggle with self-advocacy. But it's a skill that can be developed. Start by recognizing your accomplishments and strengths. Write them down if you have to. Practice speaking up in small ways, whether it's sharing your ideas in a meeting or expressing your needs in a relationship. The more you do it, the more confident you'll become. Think of the most successful people you admire. They didn't get where they are by waiting for others to open doors for them. They knocked on those doors themselves, and if they didn't open, they found another way in. They were their own biggest advocates. This is a lesson I've seen time and again in the lives of great leaders, entrepreneurs, and change makers. One of the most empowering realizations you can have is that you are responsible for your own destiny. This means taking charge of your life and not relying on others to propel you forward. When you advocate for yourself, you take control of your narrative. You become the author of your story, not just a character waiting for something to happen. There will be times when advocating for yourself feels uncomfortable. You might fear rejection or backlash, but the discomfort is worth it. Each time you stand up for yourself, you reinforce your self-worth and build your confidence. You send a message to the world and to yourself that you are deserving of respect and opportunities. Being your own advocate also means protecting your mental and emotional well-being. It's about saying no to things that drain you and yes to things that nourish you. It's about prioritizing your needs and not feeling guilty for putting yourself first. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Self-advocacy is a form of self-care. So the next time you find yourself waiting for someone else to recognize your worth or give you what you deserve, remember this. You have the power to advocate for yourself. These lessons might be controversial, but they carry profound wisdom. Before you give up, consider embracing these Stoic principles. Strength comes not from avoiding discomfort, but from facing it head on. Stay strong and remember, the greatest challenges often precede the most significant breakthroughs. Life is a journey filled with peaks and valleys. There will be moments when you feel invincible and times when you feel like you're at the brink of despair. It's in these valleys when you feel like giving up that the principles of Stoicism can guide you through. They remind us that we have the inner strength to endure, to overcome, and to rise again. Think of the many who have walked this path before us. From the ancient Stoics like Seneca and Epictetus to modern-day icons who have faced tremendous odds, these individuals have shown us that embracing adversity, maintaining integrity, and advocating for oneself are not just philosophical ideals, but practical tools for daily life. I've been there too. I've faced moments of doubt, times when the weight of the world seemed too much to bear. But it was in those moments that I found strength in these Stoic lessons. They're not just abstract ideas. They're lifelines that can pull us out of our darkest days and push us towards the light. Every time you choose to endure, every time you decide to push through the pain, you are writing a new chapter in your story, one of resilience, courage, and triumph. You're not alone on this journey. We all face struggles and hardships, but together we can rise above them. Let these lessons be your guide. When you feel like giving up, remember that you have the power to change your story. You have the strength to keep going, to fight for your dreams, and to become the best version of yourself. The road ahead may be tough, but it's also filled with incredible possibilities. By embracing the wisdom of the Stoics, you can navigate the twists and turns with grace and strength. You can find clarity in chaos, resilience in adversity, and hope in despair. You are stronger than you think, and your journey is far from over. So, stay strong, keep going, and embrace the journey. The greatest challenges often precede the most significant breakthroughs. Remember, you are capable of more than you can imagine. Keep the flame of hope alive and let it guide you through the darkest nights. If you found these lessons helpful, consider subscribing to this channel for more Stoic insights and inspiration. Share this video with someone who might need a reminder of their own strength. Together, we can build a community of resilience and empowerment. Thank you for watching, and remember, the best is yet to come.